Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is another episode in our Consistency 365 series. I want to tell you today that you have to expect a lack of enthusiasm about your goals, about your journey, and have a plan in place to respond when you have that funk of like, I don't even care. I'm not into this anymore. Where did my motivation go? Where did my drive go? You can expect that it will wane. You can expect that it will come and it will go. That sometimes it'll be here and sometimes it won't. But what you can't do is let your consistency ride on how you feel about it. I was thinking about this, as silly as it sounds. Around Mother's Day, I bought a bunch of vegetables and I plant them in my vertical garden. And I have another little bed that I put stuff in. And, you know, for the first couple weeks, it's this exciting thing to do. Go out there and water the vegetables and rotate them towards the sun. And I'm really into it. And inevitably, a couple weeks go by and that excitement, that enthusiasm, that novelty, it's gone. And then it becomes a chore. Right? Then it becomes something that I do because it needs to be done. And it's not something that I'm just every day looking forward to going out there and seeing what is new and different. And look, you might love gardening and it's always exciting to you, but you can think of anything else that once is not novel anymore, once the initial enthusiasm wears off, you feel differently about it. It becomes a chore at some point. That is not a problem. That is not a problem. It can feel like a problem when you execute based on how you feel about executing. And when you're in the mood, you do it. And when you're not in the mood, you don't. Expect a lack of enthusiasm. Expect the novelty to wear off and have a plan in place for what you will do and how you will respond when you don't feel like it. If you are thinking that because you're excited about this new gym, that you're always going to be excited about this new gym, you're wrong. And you're setting yourself up for inconsistency by not being realistic about the feelings that go along with the journey you're on. Have a plan in place. How are you going to respond? What are you going to do? Are you going to recruit a friend? Are you going to have a coach? Are you going to have some sort of accountability measure in place so that you know you will execute even on the days that you don't want to? Even on the days where you're not looking forward to it, where it's not fun, where it feels like a chore, heck, where it feels like a burden. This is part of maturity. In the consistency course, we talk all the time about being a more mature thinker. And a large part of that is being able and willing to execute when you don't feel like it. You already have that skill set. You already do that in other areas of your life, whether it's the dishes or it's brushing your teeth or it's picking your kids up at school or it's changing a diaper or it's going to a meeting. You're already executing independent of how you feel about executing in many areas of your life. And consistency requires that you do that. Today will be an opportunity to practice. Today there will be something that you said you would do that you don't feel like doing. And part of getting better at that is embracing that not as a burden to suffer through or shrink away from, but as an opportunity to practice and an opportunity to get better at being the kind of person who executes independent of how you feel about executing. Expect the lack of enthusiasm. Do not see it as any kind of barrier. It is normal. It is natural. You can predict it. And seize it as an opportunity to get better at being the kind of person who executes without needing to feel like executing. We'll see you tomorrow.